Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room, for those that will be listening in other devices, and later on recording. Sabbath blessing, everyone, on this beautiful Sabbath, April 10, 2021. This is our part two review of our chapter 69, entitled On the Mount of Olives. This is part six of our lesson 327. Welcome to all the dear brethren. Our dear Brother Gray will be the one to share the tiny thought songs of our theme, Lift Him Up, Lift Up the Trumpet, sorry, and it's entitled also, Jesus is Coming Again.
Well, I'll see if I can do this here. My screen is kind of dark. Lift up the trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, ye pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Echo it, hilltops, proclaim it, ye plains. Jesus is coming again. Coming in glory, the Lamb that was slain. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Heavings of earth tell the vast wandering throng, Jesus is coming again. Tempests and whirlwinds the anthem prolong, Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Nations are angry, by this we do know. Jesus is coming again. Knowledge increases, men run to and fro. Jesus is coming again. Coming again, coming again. Jesus is coming again. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the dear family that are joining us. If any one of the little tiny tots, by the help of their parents, would like to open with prayer. May you unmute your mic, dear one.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Sabbath blessings, everyone.
Go ahead.
Thank you, God. Thank you for this wonderful and dying uncle.
Amen.
Go for it.
Amen.
Amen. Our opening song to our review section is taken from Psalms 34, verse 11, 13 to 14 from the King James Version, taken from Scripture Song Singer in the section Character Building. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Seek peace and pursue it. Psalms 34, 11, 13, and 14. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Come ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. If anyone of the older children, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to open with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your blessed name. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for answered prayers, and thank you for spirit mercies. Lord, forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings, anything that we have done in this body, known or unknown. I pray, dear Father God, for your continued mercies upon our lives. Please be with all the brethren that are here today and those that will be listening over the phone. Please be with all the brethren that are sick and afflicted, those that are going through any type of maladies today, whether spiritually, emotionally, physically, or even financially, dear Father. Please, dear Father, be with those prayers, dear Father, that was unspoken prayers, dear Father. May you please be with each and every one of us. Please go before us, dear Father God. Prepare the way for us and help us to be obedient to your will. We thank you and we love you. In all the names in Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer, we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Our opening verse for our review lesson for our theme is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 and 11 from the King James Version margin, and is also a memory song. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his corrections. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. So what have we learned and ways we have grown this week, dear ones? Before we hear your question, your comments, or anything you would like to share with your remnant family, let's take a few minutes, dear ones, to read what we have read from last Sabbath in our part one of our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives, part six in our study book, Desired Ages. If anyone would like to begin with the first paragraph, we are in Desired Ages, page 634. May you unmute your mic, dear ones.
But Christ, bearing brings to view another class, if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, Desire of Ages 6:34.
Continuing the reading, Desire of Ages, page 635. The evil servant says in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. He does not say that Christ will not come. He does not scoff at the idea of his second coming, but in his heart and by his actions and words, he declares that the Lord's coming is delayed. He banishes from the minds of others the conviction that the Lord is coming quickly. And on the slide, it says the Holy Spirit, and you see it in the representation of a dove. And it says, Jesus will come again. And it also says from James chapter 4, verse 17, James version, submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. The Lord, and on the other slide, you see what a modern-day minister is saying to a child. The sound is coming in. Is it better now? The Lord's coming is delayed. And then on 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 2, King James Version, it says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though ye know them and be established in the present truth. Amen.
The Desire of Ages, page 635. Continuing. His influence leads men to presumptuous, careless delay. They are confirmed in their worldliness and stupor. Earthly passions, corrupt thoughts, take possession of the mind. The evil servants eat and drinks with the drunken, unites with the world in pleasure-seeking.
Continuing the reading. I hope it's coming in clearer. He smites his fellow servants, accusing and condemning those who are faithful to their master. He mingles with the world. Light grows with the like in transgression. It is a fearful assimilation. With the world, he is taken in the snare. The Lord of that servant shall come in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. Desire of Ages, page 635, paragraph 1. And then on the picture on the slide, you see the Ten Commandments. It says God's law. And you also see the angels ascending, and you see it says, sound the loud cry, come out of her, my people. In this, you see a representation of many in the churches that many in the remnant church that are asleep.
And that word assimilation means to become a part of one. If we are assimilating to the world, we're becoming like the world. Our body assimilates our food; it becomes part of us.
Amen. We are still in Desire Ages, page 635. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic.
If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee, Revelation 3:3. The advent of Christ will surprise the false teachers. They are saying peace and safety, like the priests and the teachers before the fall of Jerusalem. They look for the church to enjoy earthly prosperity and glory. And I can't read anything on the slide because my screen is so dark. If somebody else wants to do that, help yourself.
It's okay, dear Pastor Dick. It's just a repetition. They are saying peace and safety in the churches. We are still in page 635. If any one of the dear remnant would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Okay, and continuing, the Desire of Ages, page 635. The signs of the times. Oh, wait, let me make sure I can see all the words. Hold on. There we go. The signs of the times they interpret as foreshadowing this. But what saith the word of inspiration? Sudden destruction cometh upon them. 1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 3. Upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth, upon all who make this world their home, the day of God will come as a snare. Comes to them as a prowling thief. Desire of Ages, page 635, paragraph 2. And continuing on the next slide, the Desire of Ages, page 635, says, the world full of rioting, full of godless pleasure, is asleep. Asleep in carnal security. Men are putting afar off the coming of the Lord. They laugh at warnings. The proud boast is made. All things continue as they were from the beginning. Tomorrow shall be as this day and much more abundant. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 4, Isaiah chapter 56 verse 12. And before the slide changes, there's a few scriptures on the side. It says, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4 in the King James Version of the Bible. And the second one says, come ye, say they, I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. And much more abundant. Isaiah chapter 56 verse 12 from the King James Version of the Bible. Next slide, please, and I will bubble down so that someone else can go ahead and read.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Continuing. We will go deeper into pleasure loving, but Christ says, behold, I come as a thief. Revelation 16:15. At the very time when the world is asking in scorn, where is the promise of his coming? The signs are fulfilling while they cry. Next slide, please. Oh, sorry. There's reading on the side if I can see it. Revelation 16:15, it says, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And I really can't see the rest of it.
I am. That was from Mark 16. Verse 15 from the King James Version.
Yeah.
I can't see the very bottom.
It's okay. It's just talking about what represents the woman. A woman in Bible scripture understanding is a church, and it has the different references just in case if you want to be able to do the research. Jeremiah 6:2, Isaiah 51:16. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. And clothed with the sun is really the righteousness of Christ. It's a covering. And you can find that also in Malachi 4:2, Revelation 22:16, Psalms 119, verse 172, and Isaiah 51, verse 7. So clothed with the sun is covering with Christ's righteousness, which also involved the keeping of the Ten Commandments in their heart. We are still in Desire Ages, page 635. Apologize for the feedback. Joshi and I is very close in proximity. So I'm hoping by God's grace that it's not coming out through the mic. If anyone of the Dear Remnant family would like to take the following paragraph, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Desire of Ages, page 635. Continuing, peace and safety, sudden destruction is coming. When the scorner, the rejecter of truth, has become presumptuous. When the routine of work in the various money-making lines is carried on without guard to principle. When the student is eagerly seeking knowledge of everything but his Bible, Christ comes as a thief. Desire of Ages, page 635, paragraph 3. And it says on the side of the slide, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 3, Babylon. Babylon, the push for unity and false peace. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Mind of Christ versus thief, like a thief in the night.
Well, dear ones, let us consider our review section scripture before we come into gathering all the dear bodies of believers to share their thoughts and also to enrich the knowledge of the children concerning the theme, very important, is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 from the King James Version, and it's also a memory verse song. O sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that ask you for reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. So what have we learned and ways we have grown? These are the six questions that we reserve for today. And we hope and pray that you could share your thoughts, your answers, or anything that you would like to discuss in our sixth part. The first one is, who is the main character or character? What is the main idea for this section of our story? Where did the story take place? When did the story begin? How could you relate to the story? And the last one, what did you learn from this lesson? Anyone can take any one of the questions. You just have to put in the room which number are you all going to do. And if you want to give a comment, you can be able to. There's a little hand sign. If you would like to be able to just let anybody know that you will be next, you could be able to do so also. But if anyone would like to be able to start with the first question, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
I'm going to do number 3. It says, where did the story take place? Where the story took place in this was the Mount of Olives. And in the story, they were also talking about the fall of Jerusalem, so I would say that the Mount of Olives and Jerusalem.
The main idea of the story is about the parable, the evil servant, and the judgment to the wicked.
I would say Jesus, false prophets, the ministers and pastors in the churches.
Who would like to take number 4? Where did the story begin, dear ones?
answer is the question for when did the story begin, when Jesus brings up the parable to view. The answer to question number four, when did the story begin, is when Jesus brings up the parable to view.
Anyone would like to take number five? How could you relate to the story, dear one?
I could relate to the story in the sense that sometimes we get so caught up in our day-to-day stuff with work, with everything else that we have going on, that we don't take the time to sit and have communion with God. And sometimes we don't need to. It's just that we are so overtaken by everything else that seems so far more important that we don't give the appropriate time to learn of the things of God. And that happens to even me. So I can relate in that.
Well, I correlate the servant reveled too much not knowing in his master or his return. If we indulge too much we'd like to do, we'd be no different from the sinners of earth today who choose to go their own way instead of follow God. So we practice self-control so we don't have to and be too attached to the things happening out there.
I guess I'd like to add to, I'm not sure if we answered number two or I didn't hear it, but there is like a preparation that we should be doing and also be able to discern the times, the signs of the times, and be able to know when the time is that the Lord will be. We don't know the definite day or time, but he said that we were supposed to look out for certain signs to know when the time is close, and the time is for our preparation as well. And then that's where it's tries to explain that we will be, that Christ will come as a thief in the night. And I personally believe that he'll come in different levels spiritually. And also physically as a thief in the night. So we have to be discerning the, taking our preparation in the Word of God and also be able to discern the times.
Amen. If any one of the dear brethren would like to be able to share their thoughts, their answers.
I don't know if we did number six, but what did you learn from this lesson? For me, in short, is be ready, and you won't have to get ready.
I'd just like to add to number six. Titi Rose, if we could just quickly go back to slide number 13, something that stood out to me. In this slide, it says, the evil servant says in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming. He does not say that Christ will not come. He does not scoff at the idea of his second coming. But in his heart, by his actions and words, he declares that the Lord's coming is delayed. And I just wanted to just hone in on this as what I have learned. Sometimes, as we do, we don't realize how the very words that we speak and the things in which we do gives off the wrong impression to people around us. And in that way, we turn them away from God. And this, to me, as I read it today for the second time, really resonated with me. That in everything that we do, we have to be mindful that the Lord is being glorified, whether in life or death. We have to lift him up in everything to see his hand. We don't know what opportunity we will have with an individual. And our meeting and our doing with a person may be our very last. So we have to, in action, deeds, words, glorify God so that in all things we may not be found wanting or lead others astray as well.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Continuing, there is something that I would like to relate as well. If you notice that when Jesus came the first time in the time of Jerusalem, they were already given different belief that they were waiting for the Messiah to come. Everybody was looking for an outward show. They was looking for some kind of event to be able to show that the Savior or the Messiah was going to come and sit at the throne. And the Messiah was right among them, and they didn't have no idea. So it's just like when they see all of these things then happening, they all have in their mind a certain way that these things is going to come to pass. But all of the scriptures are being fulfilled before our eyes. And just watch and pray. It's not only watching and praying, but also reading to see what the Lord say on a thus say the Lord of how these things was going to be. So this is one of the things then that I had learned and also can relate to, because they're looking for something to be able to physically either take them out of the churches or physically have something that will alarm them so they can be able to do that. But by that time, it might be too late. This is what I can also relate to the stories. Is anybody else would like to be able to share their thoughts? If not, let us continue on. I think so far we had went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. They weren't in order, but we did receive what each one had answered. Well, right now we have a beautiful poem. It's entitled His First Love for Us. But before I let anyone read the poem, I just want to check the text to see if there's anything that I have missed. Our dear Sister Yee had made it says, ours, to-do list, becomes our idol, and we let these things eclipse our love and time spent with God. Amen. If there's no other input, if any one of the dear remnant family, mommies or daddies, would like to take one of the verses, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Blessed Sabbath, everyone. Come and obey the Savior's voice. Come now and make this happy choice. He will not turn your prayer aside while you in truth in him confide.
He left the realm of shining day and down to earth hasted away. He bore our griefs, he bled, he died. For us, the Lord was crucified.
Oh, yes, our hearts, their heart must feel touched by his melting love and zeal. Our ransom powers are all his own. We humbly bow before his throne.
I'll go ahead and read 3. Oh, matchless love, so great, so free, the love he bore for you and me. Shall not our heart within us move, responsive to his tender love? And I think the next person will pick it up at number 5.
Oh, blessed Savior, make us thine. Our sins forgive, our thoughts refine. Make us reflect thy image here, and save us when thou shalt appear.
Then in thy kingdom, all divine, we shall as stars forever shine, and share thy joy and sing thy praise, and this to everlasting days.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This beautiful poem was taken from Family Bible Lesson, Year 4, Quarter 4, Lesson 2, on page 33 of the Children Activity Book from the Sunlight Education Ministry of Homeschooling from the Bible. If anyone have any testimony or anything you would like to share, even your thoughts of what you have read this week, you can be able to unmute your mic. Let me just check and see the time that we have. Is there any testimony? If it's not, you can hold it at the end of our service just for the purpose of giving each time the proper section. So next week, dear ones, we will continue with part 7, which is going to be the last part of this particular chapter. Our lesson entitled On the Mount of Olives in our storybook Desire Ages. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close a review with prayer, may you unmute your mic, dear ones.
Lord Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you for giving us life. And we thank you for everything that you've done. Please continue to guide us, keep us in your strong hand. We know that you will come on the last day, and we know that in heaven you will sit on the throne of the right hand of God. Please do this, and we will bow down to you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will have our part 7 of our chapter 69 entitled On the Mount of Olives. And that will be taking place April 17, 2021. That will be our lesson 328. May God bless each and every one of you, leaving this beautiful scripture from Galatians 6:10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. God bless everyone. You have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.